reports, American filmmaker Brent Reno killed in Ukraine. By Simon Kent on March 13, 2022. A series of reports Sunday state award-winning American photojournalist and filmmaker Brent Reno has been killed in Ukraine. The New York Times said Reno was shot dead in Irpin, near Kyiv, by Russian forces. The outlet quoted Kyiv's police chief Andrei Nebatov. It is the first reported death of a foreign journalist covering the war in Ukraine. Cliff Levy, deputy managing editor at The Times, confirmed Reno was not on assignment for the outlet at the time, although he had previously worked for it. A statement from the paper said, "We are deeply saddened to hear of Brent Reno's death." Brent was a talented photographer and filmmaker who had contributed to The New York Times over the years. Though he had contributed to The Times in the past, most recently in 2015, he was not on assignment for any desk at The Times in Ukraine. Early reports that he worked for The Times circulated because he was wearing a Times press badge that had been issued for an assignment many years ago. Reno, 50, had worked for a number of American news and media organizations in the past, including HBO, NBC, and The Times. He usually worked alongside his brother, Craig Reno, but it is not known if they were both in Ukraine. The brothers have worked in several war and conflict zones over the years, including Iraq, Afghanistan, Egypt, and Libya. The Ukrainian authorities said he was killed in a suburb that has been the site of intense shelling by Russian forces in recent days, but the details of his death were not immediately clear, The Times added. Another U.S. journalist who survived the attack spoke to a reporter for Italian paper Internazionale from the hospital, The Daily Mail reports. Juan Arredondo said Reno had been shot in the neck and had to be left behind. He outlined, "We had crossed the first bridge in Irpin. We were going to film other refugees leaving. We got into a car. Somebody offered to take us to the other bridge. We crossed a checkpoint and they started shooting at us. The driver turned around, there were two of us. My friend is Brent Reno. He has been shot and left behind. I saw he has been shot in the neck. We got split." The White House has not yet commented on Reno's death, but National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan called it shocking and horrifying. He said the U.S. would consult with Ukrainian officials about what to do next. Anton Gashenko, an advisor to Ukraine's interior minister, said in a statement that Reno paid with his life for attempting to expose the insidiousness, cruelty and ruthlessness of the aggressor. Reno's death comes less than 2 weeks after Ukrainian journalist Yevheny Skim, a camera operator for the Ukrainian television channel Lev, was killed when a TV transmission tower in Kyiv was hit by shelling. More to come. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.